The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Chuck and Billy is here.
You guys excited?
Yay! I hear all of that. That the applauding in the background.
All the people
is
like,
that is that what I hear?
Golf claps.
They're waving. They're waving. It's the silent clap, you know.
Yeah. Like the deaf clap.
Yeah. The waving. That's it. That's why there's just so many that we can't, you know.
Yeah. We just. Yeah. I mean, you know. It is what it is, Gaz. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it isn't. Yeah, I know, right?
It doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter. All right. Well, thank you for joining Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
Thank you.
There we go.
Appreciate it, guys.
I told you there were people applauding.
I knew they were here. I just wasn't sure.
They just didn't
hear us.
They forgot
to put their headphones on.
That's it.
All right, you guys hear us now. That's good. Thanks.
Oh, awesome.
Aw. Thanks. Anyways, look, it's Pride Month.
It is.
Yeah. Like, I decided, hey, you know, I'm a supporter. Why not wear one, right? A lot of people were looking at me, though, like, Chuck, you all right?
Hey.
I'm good, man. I'm an ally. We're all
good.
I don't
know why rainbows mess people up.
Man. Rainbows have been around forever.
Yeah.
People wear flip-flops with rainbows on them.
Yeah.
And nobody said anything.
It's just the stigma around it's ridiculous.
I like to look pretty.
I don't care.
Somewhere over the rainbow. Anyway.
Rainbows are good. You know what? I think, in my opinion, again, you know, the opinions expressed on this program don't necessarily... So with that said, it doesn't reflect back on the studio, but I think a lot of people misunderstand having anything pride like pride
exactly.
flags or it's means safe
exactly
to the people that are in the community. It means safe. It means a safe space. It's a safe person. It's a safe place to be. It means we're safe.
Yeah, just
it's not like pushing it in anybody's face. It's not. There's no agenda.
It's not a biker bar.
Nobody's going door to door with pamphlets being like, gay is the way. It's not happening.
Because you see how, like, Jehovah's Witnesses
go. Yeah, but I mean, that's what I mean. There's nobody doing that. It's not happening.
That would be
great. All it is hey, it's safe. And pride, I mean, I've seen the posts.
Yeah.
You know, and I've seen the comments.
It's just stupid.
And if you could only see... Some of the people that do comment that are negative, if they could just step back and actually just read what they just wrote, it's ridiculous.
That's the thing. People don't read anything they just wrote.
They don't.
They don't read anything. They're just like, I'm just going to type this and just be a jerk. And then guess what? And then like later they're like, oh, man. You know, some people do.
Listen,
that.
It's really easy. That. It's so easy to be kind.
Yeah.
It's so easy to just, if you have an opinion, that's great. Nobody's disputing your opinions. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay to feel the way you feel, just like it's okay for anyone else to feel the way they feel.
Yeah, you want to feel the way you want to feel, just do this. Shut it.
If you're thinking of something really mean, like...
Think of it up here.
How would you feel if someone said that to your mom?
Yeah, how would you feel if said to your kids?
Or to your kids.
Yeah, something.
That's what you got to think about before you start typing, get angry and start typing stuff. So here's the thing. The one thing I see the most... And I don't know about you, but the one thing I see the most is, well, why isn't there a heterosexual Pride Month or a straight Pride Month?
It's all year. What do you mean?
The reason is, it's not like people are out there being proud of their sexuality or their identity. That,
exactly.
I mean, they are, but that isn't the whole point. The whole point is it took a lot of hard work to get there, to get any of the freedoms that most people have.
Yep.
You know? And slowly, I mean, there's some things that have changed. You know, state to state, they were all the laws and the everything getting, you know, the states doing what they're doing. and the government doing what they're doing.
Yep.
It's just reversing all of that work that was done to make it easier for the community, the LGBTQIA plus community,
yep,
to have the same rights as everybody else.
Yeah,
just to be able to exist.
It's childish to me, but
a lot of people died.
Yeah, I know, but it's just childish. Greg, it was, oh God, he's
it's
he's,
just not.
He's wearing a rainbow. Let's beat him up. You know, something stupid. You know, just grow up. Seriously,
it isn't. Over. I mean, this is our once in a while, Chuck and I will do something a little serious, but then we go right back to being funny.
Yeah, we're gonna be.
But yeah, but I mean, just have to get it out. It is Pride Month,
yeah,
and we support it.
I support 100%. I'm wearing a rainbow. If you see me wearing a rainbow, and you're like, "You're Chuck from Chuck and Billy," yeah. Are you? No.
It's just it is. It is what it is. You know,
I am a huge. So I've been a supporter forever. My mom. Move
on with your life.
Yeah, get over it.
And leave people alone.
Yeah, just do your thing. You stay on that side of the wall, we'll stay on that. And people that support it and everything like that, we'll stay on that side.
It's not a hard thing. It sucks because it's been a fight.
Yeah.
And it continues to be a fight.
Yeah.
And this month, see, it used to only be a day. Did you know that?
Yep.
But because there were so many events going on and there were so many things going on, so many more people participating, that they turned it into even more. So you turned it into the month. I mean, it's not just what this month is, but it's a lot of it.
Yep.
And right now it's especially enhanced because of what has been brought to light that isn't even... It's not even relevant.
The Cheeto. Anyway, so it is the 20th, the Pride Parade, correct? All the Pride stuff in the park?
I can double. Let me double check that because I don't want to say yes.
I think because my wife told me it was the 20th of June. So she told me to say that.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
All month long.
So you got that wife. See? So it doesn't work. Anyway, well, I can't say that. But anyway.
I'm looking right now just to double check it. I want to make sure that we put the right information.
I think it is.
Out there.
No.
Oops. Okay. Yeah, there's lots of stuff going on. Let me check.
I'll be working, so I'm supporting it now because I know I won't be able to support it then. Well, I'm always supporting it. It doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, so the 10th. Anniversary, so it's the 10 years they've been doing this.
Nice.
It's going to be Saturday, June 20th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Common, like it has been.
Nice.
But throughout the month, there's going to be lots of stuff. Tonight there's a Sing Out Loud Pride Karaoke fundraiser at Hot Plate Brewing Company, 5
nice.
p.m.
Nice.
I mean, like, there's a lot of stuff. Let's see. I think we might... Oh, June 11th. Dine to Donate at Patrick's Pub. Thursday, yes. So Thursday, June 11th, 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Dine in or takeout. So you can dine to donate at Patrick's Pub.
Didn't they used to have a pride party in the Holiday Inn a while ago?
A couple of years ago was the first one that they had there. And then they had it one other time, but I don't know where they're going to have it.
All right, I didn't
for
know.
Sure.
I didn't know because I know. Me and you were there that when they were doing that.
Yeah, so. yeah, definitely stopped in there.
Yep.
I'm gonna look. I'm sure they always have a party afterwards, the after party. But let's see.
Whew, it's hot.
It's hot. It is hot.
Hot outside. I'm so sweaty.
It's so hot. It's got to be like 155 degrees here and here.
Let's go to Chantel with the weather. Chantel?
Hi, my name is Chantel. It's 76 degrees fearing here outside, and it's going to be, like, the humidity is 46%. And Saturday is 76 and rainy fearing here. Sunday is 71 and rainy fearing here. And Monday is 75 degrees fearing here. My name is Chantel.
Thank you, Chantel. That was great. Good job.
I know, right? Yeah, thanks.
I know, right?
So I know there's a person, hopefully listening, that I'm going to give a shout out to in a few minutes. Because she was amazing. That's all I can say. You know the place Adamoni, right? the
oh yeah,
the restaurant. Okay. So usually when I'm working at my job, I usually go there and get the truffle fries every single time. That's all I get because they're so freaking good. So I ordered the fries the other day, and you know, like when you're eating popcorn, you got all the good stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And when you want to eat more popcorn, you get all the crumbs and kernels and the garbage. You're like, man. So when I got my fries, I got a double order. So I got my fries. It was just like the popcorn. It was the crumbs.
I don't know.
It looks like two long French fries on the top. And I was like, man. I was like, whatever. I'll eat them anyway. So I ate them, right?
You got the end of the bag?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. They were like, that's all you're getting. I'll throw some Parmesan, make it look good. But anyway. Don't get me wrong. I'm not judging the place. I'm just stating in general.
I love that
They're
place.
Amazing.
I love
They're
that
amazing.
Place. Poutine fries are really good.
Yeah. So, yeah, those... So I went back and I said, you know, I got my fries. The person that I'm going to talk about, she came up to me. She said, you're getting fries again? And I was like, yeah, like that. And I was like, but like the problem was, and I told her what happened yesterday, the day before. And she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry about that. And I was like, yeah. So I want to give a shout out to Amy. She's amazing. She gave me two big, huge containers of fries.
Yeah.
She was amazing. She was so
awesome.
That's
how you do it.
Yeah. So thank you, Amy, for that. And I don't remember the other girl's name that was there that was, like, waiting on me before Amy showed
That's
up.
That's customer service.
Yeah, she was like, thank you for telling me. I was like, I'm going to give you a shout-out on my radio show. She's like, what?
That was, like, the time I ordered a pizza. And I'm not going to say where it was from because I don't want to deter anybody. But they made it right. So I ordered a pizza, and I was... opened it up, and I'm looking at it, and I go to take a piece, and there's a long gray hair in it. And I was like, oh, I cannot eat that. So me being me, I'm not usually the type of person to complain to anybody. Like,
yeah,
I usually don't ever like to put in any complaints. I'm not one of those people that goes, where's your manager? I'm not one. I just kind of, you know, deal with it, and that's it is what it is, you know, unless I can't eat my food at all.
Yeah.
So I called them. And I told him what happened.
Yep.
And I was nice about it. I'm not a jerk. Like, I called him. I'm like, listen, I just ordered this pizza from you guys, and I love you guys. But I found this, and I have a picture. You know, like, I took a picture to make sure that, you know, and I don't have too many gray hairs of my own on my head.
And your hair's
that
long.
At least not that length. And, of course, the grays in my beard aren't that length.
Nope.
But I was like, listen, you know, I'm not trying to be, you know, an a-hole or anything. I said that. Yeah. I was like, and so I explained the situation, and she's like, oh no, we can't have that. You can't eat that. She said, we're gonna whip up a new one for you and bring it over. It took them like 20 minutes. They were there. I mean, this pizza was hot.
Did they say it was hair free?
Yeah. Yeah.
We shaved your pizza before we brought it over.
Yeah, we shaved to make sure.
We made it good.
We used Coo Whip.
We gave it a crew cut.
No, but they made it right. And she apologized over and over and over. And, you know, I was like, you know, it happens. I mean, it's going to happen in the food service. But, I mean, a lot of places make people wear hairnets.
Yeah. You got to, man.
You should.
You have to. Like, I mean, I found things that, like, hairs in my drinks and stuff. And I'm like... Just standing there holding it like,
yeah. There's a thing. Okay, I can tolerate most anything.
Yep.
Like you could show me somebody's arm split wide open with their bone hanging out.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, ooh, that is so cool. But you can put hair, and like trying to clean out hair in a drain.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah, like Chewbacca.
Ugh. Okay, I'm over there trying to clean it out, like. And it's even worse at a hotel because it literally
nasty,
is like
dude.
A Chewbacca.
That's the grossest thing ever. Dude, you're like pulling out an entire human.
It is like, yeah.
Like it. You just
pull
it.
Up, yeah, you just pull out this big, huge, long, like 3 foot long.
And it just keeps going. Like, you're like, snap,
you're like,
snap.
Oh, God. Oh, I can't. The whole time. Dry heaving, trying
bad.
Not to make noise because you don't want anybody to hear. If there's any guests anywhere, you don't want to hear
you
dry
heaving. Your eyes are watering. You're like, no, I'm good.
I got something in my eye. That's all.
I'll feel bad if Amy's listening, going, "You guys are stop it."
It was so gross. That is the only thing that like really sets me up. I haven't really like. There's really not any.
It's funny because, I mean, it used to get to me, but now it doesn't because I have three. girls, my wife, my daughters, and my daughter, you know, my three daughters, but one's not here. But anyways, there's so much hair, and I just pull it out like it's
Believe it or not, we all shed a lot, but yeah. women shed hair a lot.
Yeah.
It's like they're not
shedding their winter coat. It's like, I know.
And it happens. It's how it happens. And you know there's women living in the house when you go in the bathroom and there's at least one hair on the shower wall that's like really long.
Dude, it's like 30.
And it's really long and squiggly.
Yeah. Dude, it was so bad. I went in one day, I was like, why do I have to shave the shower just to take a shower? What do you mean? There's hair everywhere.
I mean, it's one thing if it's somebody you know.
Yeah, it's fine with me. Yeah, when it's somebody you don't know, you're like...
When it could be thousands of people that you don't know. I don't know.
It's so delicious.
I just can't.
I should ask the girls if they need a combing before they get in the shower. Like you do with a cat so it doesn't shed everywhere. Or a dog.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah.
Would you like this hairbrush?
Would you like me to give you a nice brushing?
All right, dude. So have you seen The Burrows yet?
I have not.
It's on Netflix.
Isn't that a creature show?
It's by the same people that did Stranger Things, yeah. The Duffer Brothers. But here's the funny part. You can relate to the characters a lot more.
Oh, God.
Because in Stranger Things, they were all kids,
yeah.
Right? Which was a great show. Mm-hmm. And it was an amazing program to watch. But it was harder to relate to the children because we were children once.
Yeah.
But now we're older.
Yeah.
Well, this kind of gears towards the retirement community. We're getting closer to that age,
yeah.
Right?
Yay.
But it's great. It's really fun. I mean, at one point, even one of them is like, well, I got to stop home and get my meds. And I'm like, you know what? Bro, I'd be saying the same thing. And then I thought of it. I was like, you know, there's no zombie movies with, like, just a band of old people. Like, when a zombie apocalypse breaks out, there's not a band of old people, like, old people that still have spunk.
I know Frum's not really zombies, but there's old people in that, right?
Yeah, Frum is really good.
Frum's amazing.
But The Burrows, dude, definitely worth the watch. It's on Netflix. It's streaming now. There's one season now. There's 8 episodes. It's got Gina Davis, and she's awesome in it. It's got a few people. There's what's the guy's name from? I was just looking him up. American Horror Story. He played Liz Taylor, or Hotel.
Yeah.
In American Horror Story Hotel and a couple of other of the tales that he was. I can't remember his name now. O'Hare is his last name.
I have no idea.
O'Hare. He's in it. there's remember the guy that played the octopus in Spider-Man?
Doc Ock?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I know who you're talking about.
He's in it.
Okay.
O'Hare is different. He's the guy he's different.
He's just that guy.
Yeah, he's just that guy. But these
we don't
are,
know him, but he's just that
he's
guy.
He's that guy. You'd know him if you've seen him. But you put all these people together, and they're older.
Yeah.
And it's just freaking funny to see. And the mom from E.T. is in it.
Oh, Jesus.
I know her name, and I was saying it the other day, and I forgot it again. Dee Wallace.
Yeah, that's her name. Okay, yeah.
The mom from E.T. But... Yes, it's kind of the same concept.
Okay.
There are creatures.
I always hate creature shows, but
no,
I watch
it's really
sometimes.
Good. It's really good because there's a little bit of humor in it. It leaves you kind of wondering what the heck's going on. So you stay interested.
Yeah.
You stay interested, and so there hasn't been an official, you know, an official green light from Netflix that they're going to do a season 2 yet. Because this just came out.
This is what scares me, because I'll get into it.
I know,
and then they cancel
I hate that.
It, and you're like, oh my God.
Well, the creators are, I mean, obviously, the creators of the Duffer Brothers.
Yeah.
Usually their stuff takes off.
Yeah.
There's another show on Netflix that they produced, and it's called Something Bad Is Gonna Happen. I haven't seen that yet.
I was watching it, and then I stopped because the dogs were like, I want to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. But definitely The Burrows. Give
I'll
it a shot.
It.
You
I'll
know,
check it out.
Even if you're not like right into it right away, keep it on.
Yeah.
And keep going. But it is good. I mean, you kind of figure out a little bit too at the same time. But the good thing is they have a plan. There's a plan in place for 3 seasons.
Okay.
But they haven't been, you know, they haven't renewed the contract yet. It's too early to know for Netflix. Okay. They have to get in a certain amount of viewership.
Yeah.
But in its first week, it hit 5.6 million views.
Dang.
So it made like number 2 or number 3.
I wish we could get that.
You never know, man.
Someday. We don't even know what our views are, dude. We don't know. We don't know how many listeners we have. We don't have no clue.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Even if we had none, we get to hang out.
Yeah, exactly.
For a whole hour.
Yeah, we get to play with microphones and buttons.
We get to play microphones and buttons and sound effects.
And we're like, yeah, we don't even have those yet.
No.
I hooked up to Bluetooth. I can play sound effects. Like farting noises.
Yeah. There's a lot you can find on YouTube.
Yeah, I know.
For some reason, mine wouldn't connect to the Bluetooth up there, so. Oh, well.
I think mine is. Yeah, it is. It's automatic. Why is it automatic? I didn't set it to that. That's crazy.
It just happens. But being that it's beautiful outside, it's a Friday, I hope people are out and doing things. Would be being safe doing it, staying cool. Drink your waters.
Drink your waters, guys.
I put so I had a splash pad, right, last year. I still have it, but it has a hole in it.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, I kind of used it to cover the grill over the winter.
Oh, yeah. Whatever works.
I didn't have a grill cover, but like, and I didn't think to get one, and I was like, the hell that? What am I going to do with this?
Yeah, we're just going to use that screw.
Yeah, it worked.
Hey,
it was
works.
Great. But anyway, I put the splash pad. The pool is smaller, and instead of just emptying out the pool every day, I put the splash pad over it to cover it, so there's not like a bunch of stuff in the pool water.
Like
of course,
bugs.
I'm going to empty some of the water and fill it with cooler water,
because
I guarantee you the water in there is like probably like bath water.
Yeah, it's probably like 199 degrees.
Yeah, and I wouldn't put my dog in it.
I love jacuzzis.
Yeah, there's a tiny pool in the backyard covered by a splash pad. I'm probably gonna uncover it today because I'm gonna let Lila play in the pool.
You guys got any old blankets?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm having fun at my job, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I get to drive a golf cart now.
Yeah. That's also in the boroughs. I'm sorry. It just made me think of it.
You
can imagine a bunch of old people driving around golf carts.
It's true. It's funny because
I can imagine you doing it. Boop, 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 boop.
It's funny because there was like these.
Does it got a radio?
Huh?
Does it got a radio?
I don't think so. I wish it did. Because I'd play my music. But anyway, they'd be like, what are you listening to? Demons. No, I'm just kidding. We had these influencers that came to the where I work.
Yep.
And I had to bring them to their place. It's like there's like these tents.
Well, like
there's like these
internet influencers.
Yes.
Nice.
So like I had to bring them to these tents. They were like having doing something. I can't remember what they were doing. But I was bringing them down there, and I get in the cart, and I was like, yeah, come on, I'll show you where to go. I'm gonna bring you guys down there. Blah blah blah. I get in the cart, and I'm like, just so you guys know, this is my first time driving. I just got my license a couple days ago. And they're like this. Just staring
at me.
They're
too serious.
It was funny. I was like, yeah, sorry. I've never even driven a golf cart, so I don't even know what I'm doing. And I was like, F, I wonder if that means forward. And I was like, push it. And I was putting on the gas, like messing around. It wouldn't go forward because I didn't turn the key. And I was like, ooh, I wonder if it turned this key. Oh, we're going like that. And the guy's like, you're joking, right? I was like, I'm just messing with you guys. I know how to drive a golf cart, and I do have a license, even though it's suspended. Anyway, and they're like, what? I was like, I'm kidding. And they're like, they're all back there like, dude, you're mean. Like, you're being serious. Don't do that. I was like, sorry. I can't help it. But
come on.
But I told them, I was like, yeah, I just wanted you guys to know, do you guys want to take the longer route, you know, give it a nice little view, stuff like that, or do you want to take the short route? And he's like, what's the short route? I was like, this way. Woo! So I went right on the grass, and just kept going. But we can. We're allowed to. And they're like, oh, my God. Like, and there's a back seat in the back that's just a seat. Okay?
Yeah.
And the girl... And the girl's going like this. And she's like, I was like, you good back there? She's like, yeah,
I'm having a great time.
She's trying to record. Phone, I didn't know she was trying to record. She's like,
oops. There's going to be a complaint against Chuck.
No, no, we were allowed to go down the grass. I told them to hang on. It's rough. That's what I said. And I was like, it's rough. And they're like, okay. And then I brought another couple down there. And I was like, did you guys ever see the Dukes of Hazzard? And they're like, what do you mean? I was like, you see that hump right there? And they're like, don't you dare. I was like, just kidding. And I went around it. And they're like, man.
I just think it's funny that, you know, the influencers were so boring.
They were
It sounds like they were mad at you.
No, they weren't. They were like, they were slapping me in the bat in my arm. I was like, what are you hitting me for? They're like, you can't be serious like that and think we're, you, I don't like that. I was like, sorry.
It's just the way you do. They were just the way you do it.
But when I picked them up, they were so funny. They're like, "You, do you really have a license?" I was like, "Yes."
And a license to kill.
I was like, I am an assassin. But one of the influencers came out. She's super nice. Super nice. She was. I was like, "Did you have fun?" She was like, "Oh my god, it was so amazing. I've never did anything like that before."
It must have been like where influencers that know each other.
No, they didn't.
Or know each other in the industry.
They knew of. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There are sometimes like on TikTok, there's a lot of TikTok influencers that know each other from TikTok but have never met, so they'd go to do something. It's like an event. It's like a con where they go and meet and they hang out and they, you know.
Well, the thing is they were
get to know each other.
All the influencers
personally.
Were called by where I work to come in for free. So
mm-hmm.
And then they all met. They finally met each other because I was out there where one of the people that I worked with was like, hey, you know, this is Chuck. He's going to bring you where you got to go. And I'm like, all proper.
Yeah. Yes, this is me. I am Charles.
Well, I was like, hi, my name's Chuck. Nice to meet you.
You should. One day you should just get, you got to wear. I know that you have to wear a uniform, but like one day you should just wear the tuxedo t-shirt.
I should.
And just be like, I'm Charles. I'll be your driver.
I'm Charles. I'll be your driver. There's a wine bar in the back if you'd like.
If you'd like a little sippy sippy.
There's some cups
and
back
and
there,
then,
too.
And then when you go to sit down, like, go to wave the tails that you don't have. Like, wave them away so that you don't sit on them. Yeah, it's like your pretend tux tails.
And like do this to your hair, like.
Yeah.
No mirror, just do it.
Yeah, yeah. There's no mirror to look in. No rear view.
There's no mirrors
pretend.
On the thing. And yeah.
How's that look? Oh, yeah. Okay, we're good to go. Yeah. Hello, my name is Charles.
My name, you guys are ready? I think you should buckle up. I'm not trying. Oh, there's new buckles. Hang on tight. We're going for a spin.
I need to make a stop.
Is there anyone drinking wine back there? Are you wearing white? Be careful.
Does anybody have an extra glass of whiskey?
Does anybody have a tissue? I have something in my eye.
Does anybody have a tissue?
Does anyone have a tissue?
Yeah. Some people. I don't know if you've done it. I don't know if you listen to it or not. But I have heard people like on TV or something say tissue like that. I mean, maybe it is pronounced like that. Tissue. Do you have a tissue?
Do you guys have a tissue?
I need a tissue. Do you have an extra tissue?
A couple of tissue in your pocket?
If I kiss you, can I have a tissue?
You see me. Mom, 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 mom. Mom, 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 mom. Like, what the?
So I know that we have two listeners at least.
Yeah, two. Only two.
We have two at least. There's Trin, and I'm going to do a shout out. Hi, Trin.
Hey,
I'm
Trin.
I know you're listening. And there's Alexia. Hi, Alexia.
Hi, Alexia.
She's listening. Alexia just got a new fur baby.
Furby?
That she adopted. And he's 8 years old.
Aw.
So she's helping him with the rest of his life.
Congratulations.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
I think people should aspire to do that often.
Yeah.
Dogs need loving people.
Well, I mean, we adopted Dee Dee, so.
Yeah. But when they're older, it's harder to get them adopted, like from the adoption centers. It's harder to find people to adopt older dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And it should be done more.
Yeah.
Because the older dogs need people. They need them. They need us all.
They need you.
So congratulations, Alexia, on your new fur pup.
Yeah, congratulations.
They're all puppies to me.
They're all poopers.
They're all puppies to me.
They're poopies.
I was just talking about, just before the show, I was telling Chuck about the about Lila, my new addition to my home. And she's she's a hurricane. And that's what I was telling her. She's a hurricane. But her paws, okay, so she's a full-bred German Shepherd. And her paws are huge. 4 months old. And you can hear her coming in the other room.
A mile away.
And, I mean, it, but it makes me laugh. It makes me and Trin, both of us, are laughing as we hear this. Because we hear, thump, 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 thump. And she does, like, this little prance every time she walks. Because she reminds me of Scrappy Doo. Let me at him. Let me at him, Uncle Scoob. And it's like she has that print, that proud, but you hear thump, 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 thump. And then when she's carrying a toy that is kind of bigger, you know, a little bit bigger, almost bigger than her, but not quite.
Yep.
She's got it way up in the air. She's got her whole head way up in the air. Thump, 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 thump. Right? And then, again, the running. Thump, 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 thump.
All right.
It's great.
Thank you for listening, Chuck and Billy. It's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.8. Billy was like, wait a minute, I was drinking. And WSBR 88.1 in Lee. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
We made it back.
We are here.
For another half hour of hilarity.
Another half an hour. I don't know what you would want to call it, really.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just, yeah.
If that reminds me of this TikTok sound. I don't know why I'm talking about it. I don't really go on it anymore.
I don't either.
But I remember one of the videos that I did a long time ago.
Yep.
And it was like the the sound for it was, if you're not gonna, what was it? If don't call me handsome. If you're not going to show me some of that, but donk-a-donk, right? But it's like this little kid that says it. And I put this really funny like filter on and did it. And I think it's the funniest thing ever because the filter makes your like have a huge smile. And nothing you do changes that. But your mouth moves and stuff. Like it's just funny. And so when you did that, it was like, because there's a part in it. Don't call me handsome if you're not going to show me some of that, but not gonna, and that's the part. Yeah.
Are you really funny? Well,
kids do say the funniest things.
Dude, man, I almost hit a kid on one of them e-bikes the other day. They're insane. But the messed up thing is, I was like, dude, what the heck?
And they're going to be like, cracking down on those.
He was like, screw you. What did he say? Screw you, senior citizen. I was like,
listen, I started getting AARP stuff like 5 years ago.
I already got life insurance policies. I'm like, great, you're killing me already.
AARP,
the government already knows. We're like, well, he's 50, so he's gonna die soon, so let's give him that stuff
now. Half a century.
I know.
That's funny. When you look at it that way.
Yeah. You're like, here you go. Here's your life insurance policy. Your wife's going to kill you in a couple of years. No. No, she won't. She'll think about it, but no, she won't. There's times where she's like,
well, I mean, there's at least that one, there's like that part of the brain that stops you from actually doing it.
You know? She's like, I love you.
She's like all the like flashes of the good things.
Well, there's some times where I think like, when she's cutting stuff with a knife, she's like holding it. Like I'm waiting for her to just go, gotcha.
I can just imagine.
I'm like, but I don't have a life insurance policy. Well, you better get one.
I can just, with the knife. With the knife.
You better get one. It's like right there. Yeah. Touching your nose.
The tip of it is right at your the tip of your nose.
You better get one.
You bet. Yeah. You better.
Just keep.
Just, as you're watching it.
You need to stop.
I'm not getting a life insurance policy just because of that.
Yeah, and you're like bleeding to death. Like,
here's my life insurance. I got a $10,000. I got $10,000 life insurance. That'll just pay for just cremate me and get it over.
Yeah,
with.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you need to do.
Okay. I'm telling you,
get a bigger one.
Not getting a $500,000 life insurance.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I can see if you. I can see like for myself, I wouldn't do that.
No.
But if I had a big family. That's something different. Then they could pay off bills or whatever, you know?
Yeah. We have closed captioning for people.
Ooh. Well, I mean, that's probably because that's muted. So I think that if they're watching, they can get, you know,
their
captions,
had to do it.
Their captions on.
Look, we have closed captioning it's for like, people. We should keep doing it. We have closed captioning for people. We have closed captioning for people. We'll mess them up. I'm like, what the heck? It just said that.
There's a delay and it's funny.
See, there's closed captioning on. Look, there's look at, closed look captioning at my face. For people.
Look at my face. Look at it.
Huh?
I'm watching. See, because it gives us a second. It's just so funny.
Dude, look.
Man, so you can stream it live on PCTV Select on your smart TV. So if you download PCTV Select and go to that, you can watch us live every Friday at 11. So
it's terrifying.
That's why there are some times when we talk about something that we're doing. And we're not really exactly describing it. It's because we're doing it. So you have to see it.
Yeah, you have to see it to believe it.
You have to see it to believe it.
Yeah, it's like ghost hunting. If I don't see it, I don't believe it.
And then again, if you can't tune in on the radio at 89.7 or 88.1 in Lee, then you can live stream it on WTBRFM.com.
Yeah.
Because it's right there on the homepage.
Now you can be like, hey, guys, I see you now.
No, well, you know. No, it's like it's no, just the radio
no,
part.
No, you don't see us.
It's just the radio part.
You can watch us. You can see these pretty faces.
You know, this gets uploaded to Spotify the same day.
I know.
Isn't that cool?
That's amazing.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, my PCTV Select doesn't work. Every time I try to play our episode, it just says, nope.
Weird.
I'm like,
weird.
They kicked us off the radio.
Weird. Maybe there's an update.
They're like back there going, soon.
They're like, boy, they have no idea.
Soon's
soon.
You're not allowed to read
one
you.
More dirty word. I'm telling you.
Well, yeah, dirty word.
One more dirty word. Mud.
Dirt.
Muddy water.
Yeah. Stinky pants.
That was like when I was a kid. You want to hear a dirty joke? A white horse fell on a mud puddle.
I did that today. I actually said that joke to one of the guys that works at where I work. His name's Bill, and I told him. I said you need to listen to the show because I'm gonna give you a shout out. He's probably not listening.
Yeah,
but anyway,
right.
Bill, if you're listening, I'm giving you a shout out. But anyways, you know, you do so much. He's amazing. He stands there and does nothing all day. No, he's one of those ones that stand and do the computer thing. I cannot understand how people can do that.
Well, because, it actually depends on their backs. And if people are sitting all day at a computer, it's better. So it's been proven it's better. You stand up.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you kind of do it in increments. So they have these desks that rise all the way up so you can stand up to do stuff. It's pretty cool.
I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it for hours.
He does it for hours. I couldn't
but
do
I
it.
But I also can't sit in a seat for hours.
Yeah, because it hurts the tailbone after a while.
Yeah.
You're like, ugh. And plus when you fart in your chair and you have to sit in it again.
Yeah, I mean, nobody likes that. Oh. Nobody likes that.
Somebody let one. Was it me?
You got to get one of those gamer chairs that has, like, the air. Yeah. So it just sucks it into the chair.
Or you just, like, when you do it, you just hit your little fan. You go. People are like, ew, what's that smell?
I don't know. I smell it too.
It's the dog.
They're like, what dog? We're in an office.
No, there's a dog. You don't see it?
It's your husband. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man, the dogs. Dogs are the worst.
Yeah.
The worst at farting.
Oh, my God. My dog lets them out. She'll stretch and just go. I'm not joking. I'm like, what the heck,
baby? It's really funny we can hear them.
And she'll turn and look at me and go, that's right.
That's it. I did that.
And so, like, she gives you that sensual look, like, I did it.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's done, and she goes, with her water. I'm like,
it was a lot of work.
Yeah, she was like.
Should have worked that one up.
It's just.
That one she had to work up all day.
Momo lets air out. It's funny. It just goes.
Yeah.
It's so gross, though. I'm like, dude,
it's
man.
The worst, the ones you don't hear.
Ugh. And he sits there and he goes, sorry.
So his little ears, he's like a little chihuahua, so his little ears are back, and he's got that little sad face looking at you like, he's sorry.
But I think he gets excited when he does it. He just, and he goes.
And well, like, something's happening. Something's happening back there.
I hate when he goes to the bathroom. He like pumps the brakes. I just don't understand it.
You ever wonder what their, if they could talk, what their voices would sound like?
Oh, that'd be great. Mom, I'm like,
it wouldn't it be funny if his was like, hey.
Hey, I'm going get off my get off my couch. Hey, that's my toy. Hey, Dad, feed me. Brush me now. What do you think you're doing? That's not fair. Why do you get to do that and I don't? Because I have to.
It would be great to know.
It would be so funny.
It would be so funny if they could talk. I like that guy that does the voices.
Oh, that guy's great.
For the animals, because it's so perfect. He has to do a lot of work, I assume. I'm just assuming.
He has to watch them over and over.
Yeah, to know exactly what's going to happen, because that way he can do, you know, all the sound effects that he needs to do.
Yep.
Like if he's far away, up close, you know, the back and forth thing. So I'm sure this man watches these things and does the work. And then, of course, with the interactions with other animals, I can't remember his name, but he's great.
He is.
I follow him on, you know, every
platform
I can find him on.
I follow him all the time.
Because I love those videos.
They're funny. They're so funny.
He's like, I think the very first one I ever saw was, I don't know if it was a cat on the stairs or if there was another dog on the stairs, but then there was this little dog that kept running back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, he was like. He's like, smack.
Oh, no, you did not.
Yep.
Well, I'm telling you right now.
I'm telling Mom.
That's so funny. Cat's like,
it was going back and forth. Yeah, it was a cat, I think.
Yeah.
That's great. And that was like the first one I saw. And then after that, I just kept seeing them and seeing them. And they're hilarious.
Oh, they're hilarious. I think Dee Dee's voice would be like Dainty. She'd be like, I foofed.
I fifed.
I feared it.
Yep.
I don't think she'd have, like, the Valley she'd Girl be, voice.
I don't know, though.
More of a princess.
I don't know.
She is, though.
She kind of reminds me of the type that would wear Uggs. You know?
I should buy her baby Uggs.
Dog Uggs.
Put her in them and put, like, little fake earrings in her ear and be like,
but they're going to be called Dugs.
Dugs.
D-U-G-G-S.
Dugs. Doogies.
Dugs.
Doogies. I got some doogies on. Not Doogie Howsers.
I always imagine Harper having, like, a southern accent.
Hey, man, why you doing that?
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart. You're giving me some good treats, I tell you what.
No, bless your heart.
When she does a sad face.
Yeah, when she does a sad face, like...
I thought you loved me.
Yeah. You said everything was going to be different.
Now you got a new dog. What, you replacing me?
And now, of course, now there's a new dog.
Yeah.
And now she's like in mom mode half the time.
That one.
You better get your butt in here.
Get in here because daddy's going to yell at you.
You're going to get in trouble and I'm just going to sit here and laugh at you.
Get out of that water.
That's my water bowl. That's it. I'm going to go drink from your water bowl then.
Don't make me get all southern fried on you.
I'm going to go drink from the little girl's bowl. You can drink from the big girl's bowl. I don't care. I'll just spit in yours. I'll just spit in it.
I'm just going to have the spit on my tongue when I loop it. It's going right in there.
I'm telling you.
Jethro, knock
you
it off.
You touch me one more time.
Stop with your kisses. I don't. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, right. Yeah, she doesn't mind the kisses. It's just the bites.
Yeah, she's like.
Yeah, it's, hey. Well, I mean, puppy teeth are.
Yeah, they're not fun. Especially and like Momo's.
And like I said, Lila reminds me of Scrappy Doo, so all I can think of, and I know she's a girl, but like all I can think of is, let me at him! Let me at him, Uncle Scoob!
Let me at him, Uncle Scoob!
Like,
I'll get him!
Like, all the time. I haven't, like, the voice hasn't come to me yet for her, but.
Like, to me, I think Momo's like Speed Buggy.
Yeah.
Because he burns out real quick. He's like, yeah, then he stops and he goes.
He just kind of putters around.
Yeah. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah,
he thinks he's tough, but he's not. It's so funny because like today when I was walking him before we did the show, he was one of these cops were standing over across the street and he was like, "Hey, what's his name?" I was like, "Kokomo." He's like, "What kind of name is that?" I was like, "What are you asking me for?" I don't know. I was like, "We don't call him Kokomo half the time." I was like,
Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you.
He goes. Why would you name him that? I was like, well, he was named after my mom's dog after my mom passed, and then he passed after that, not even a couple days later. And she's like, he's like, oh, that's terrible. I was like, well, I give him nicknames. I call him Tough Guy, Little Man, like that. And then the cop goes, hey, Tough Guy, and he just looks at him like, who the hell are you?
You're not my dad.
But he went right over to him and he put his that's hand so out funny. And he sniffed him and he was like, okay, you're good.
Momo's awesome.
I do
love him. He's a cutie pie.
He's still a jerk, though.
With his tiny little head and his tiny little ears and his tiny little hole, everything.
His little feet.
Little tiny.
He's
like,
tiny.
Like, not even a peach pit.
Yeah, I can hold him just like this, and that's it.
Yeah, he's tiny.
He's funny.
But he's wicked cute when he comes up, and he just, like, slams his head on your chest for a second.
Yep.
And it's little. Feels like a little baseball.
He's like a little ram.
Yeah, it just like it feels like a little baseball hitting you.
He's funny with my wife. He'll sit on her chest, and he has his toy in his mouth. He drops it, and he goes, you're going to throw that, right? You're going to throw it. And he stares right at her. And she's like, Momo, move. And he's like.
He's like right here so you can't
like
see
this.
Anything.
He's like, Momo,
he's like
get out of
pay
the
attention
way.
To me. Pay attention to me.
And she'll throw
pay attention
it.
To me.
And she'll throw it, and he'll jump off her chest. I'm like, dude, you're going to break your legs or something. But he's got such. You can see his legs, his muscles. Just,
yeah.
He's huge. Like he's a. Like he works out when I'm not there or something.
Like a kangaroo.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I would not want to fight one of those.
No.
You ever see those videos of the kangaroos?
You see the one where the dude punched it?
Those
like
things
three
are
times?
Jacked.
You see the one where the guy was like mad at it and he walks over and he was like,
yeah,
twice?
The guy fought him, but the kangaroo was like, oh, really?
No, the one I saw, the kangaroo jumped away after he punched him twice.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, dude, don't be wimping out. Come on.
Put him in a ring.
Yeah. It'll be over.
I mean, those things, though, like.
Yeah, because once they stand
no,
up
they're
on
no
their tail
joke.
And kick, you're done.
Yep.
They'll
no,
tear
it'll
you
kill
apart.
You.
Yeah.
That will kill you. But that whole, like, the whole standing up and, like, puffing out, it reminds me of those guys at the bar. And they're really drunk, and they're trying to defend their women for no reason.
Or defend like, themselves, and they can't.
They just, yeah, or defend themselves. But there's no reason for it. It's just they just start puffing up, and then they're like.
Look if a guy walks by, they're like, this is my wife. I wasn't even looking at her wife, dude.
it's like the chicken thing. Like, I know. Yeah, that's all I picture in my head.
Could you see that? Like, people are human, they're like.
Yeah, like they stare each other down like
holding
they're gonna
beers.
Yeah, they stare each other down like they're gonna fight.
Yeah,
right. Circle just a little bit, and then they just start pecking.
Yeah,
but that would be funny for to see.
Doing this.
Yeah.
Stop it! Stop it!
I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you.
I hated that so much when I was a kid. I'm not touching you.
Oh, it's the worst because it's so annoying. It's right there in your eye.
I can't remember.
In your
who,
eye.
I can't remember who did it, but I think it was my daughter. Somebody was doing it, one of her friends. She was like, I'm not touching you. All of a sudden, she was like, bit her finger. She was like, oh. She was like, I touched you, though. Dude, I was dying. I was like, that was amazing. And then she gave me a high five. I was like, that was so good.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I do know of a third listener, at least.
Ooh.
And usually she's listening because she's working or driving. She drives a lot for her job.
Oh.
And it's Lindsay. And I'm not sure if she's listening today.
But if you are listening, Lindsay.
She tries every Friday to listen, though.
Well, hello, Lindsay. How are you?
Yeah, I hope you're listening. But if you're not, it's okay, too. Because I know you get busy.
Let me just do sexy talk for 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, but...
Hi, Lindsay, how are you?
Doritos.
Coo-anch Doritos. Apple slices.
With peanut butter.
I can't do it. Dude, I made a song that he talks like that. You got it here. I got to send it. I did.
Oh, no.
I'm
going
to send it to you. It's so funny. He's like, I got a restraining order.
Hey, you know what? That's actually a speech impediment.
I know, but it's Isn't funny.
That, but it is funny.
It's funny, but I mean, I feel bad to have it. People that have it.
Yeah, it's an actual. I didn't know it until, you know, much older in life that was an actual, like, speech impediment. There are some people that speak. They can't help it.
Yeah, I know. We're not making fun of anyone that does it. It's just something we did on our podcast.
Yeah, no, no, we're not making fun of anybody.
No.
It's just, it's...
His name is Gary. Gary Weisenheimer.
Oh, Weisenheimer.
Weisenheimer.
If here and here.
Potowski.
Oh, that would be hard. Why? Okay, so that makes me, like, it makes me wonder the word, the word lisp.
Yeah.
For people who have a lisp. Do you think that's fair? I don't think that's fair.
It's not fair.
That's not fair.
Like, I have a lisp.
That's not fair.
No, it's not fair. It should just say speech impediment.
Some words, but even that.
Yeah.
Some words for some conditions.
I think somebody made these up so they can listen to them try and say it.
I think it's
true.
I think it's like a horrible thing to do. Yeah. Like, whoever did it.
You have a what? I have a speech impediment.
Or you, yeah, or the, they, I swear, they do it, it's like, why can't you come up with something different?
Yeah.
Like, that's not fair.
Like, you can't, I have a non-well-speaking ability or something. I don't know, something.
Just anything. Like, I talk funny.
Yeah, there you go, that works. What do you have? I talk funny.
Yeah, I talk funny-itis.
Yeah, what do you mean you talk funny? Well, I say Coo Ranch Doritos.
It is what it is.
And they're like, oh.
But to...
you have a speech impediment. Sure.
Whatever.
Done. I'm not going to say it.
But I think we all have some sort of speech impediment anyway.
We all do. I have I do that sometimes. Like when I say S's, I do it sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you ever noticed Reese Witherspoon has a speech impediment. When she talks, she does the same thing with the S's.
Does
now she doesn't. Yeah, now she does. If you ever watch one of the movies, she's always like this.
I gotta pay attention next time I watch.
Now she
like Legally Blonde or something.
Now she doesn't do it. She
probably got some speech.
Yeah, she got help.
Like speech therapy.
I was watching and I was like, she's not doing it anymore. She got help.
Yeah.
But I loved it. I thought it was great the way when she did it because it made her sound cute and adorable. Now she just normal.
Well, it makes people unique when they have something like that.
Yeah.
It's a unique quality.
Yeah.
And then I have seen, yeah, there's a lot of celebrities with different sounding voices.
I mean, there's a wrestler. His name's Cody Rhodes. He lisps like this, talks like this.
And that happens.
Well, he's awesome. Who cares?
There's Mike Tyson.
Yeah, Mike Tyson's amazing. I love his.
It's.
I love his. I don't care.
I mean, he takes it, you know, he takes
I'll
it with a grain of
salt.
He takes it with a grain of salt.
Yep.
And that's it.
Oh, I think it's funny. I don't care. Funny, not funny in the mean way, but funny in like they can do it and they don't care. That's what I love.
I know.
They don't care.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, watch.
And, of course, then there's the accents.
Yeah, the accents.
The accents.
The accents.
In California alone, I think there's, like, several different accents there.
Yeah, tons.
You know, alone.
Yeah,
tons. And even in Massachusetts, it goes from, you know, Boston to here.
Yeah.
And then people living in Berkshire County all have different ways of saying things.
It's funny because a lot of people are like, oh, you have such a bad accent. I'm like, what are you talking about? No, I don't. And they're like, yes, you do. They're like, say car. I'm like, car. And they're like, see? I'm like, what are you talking about, man?
Well, I'll give you an example. My mom, for quarter,
yeah,
she says quarter.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of other people that do too, say it that way as well. It doesn't bother me. I'm just saying that's one of the things that are quarter. And yeah. I'm like, what do you mean quarter?
There's some people quarter. That instead of saying wash, they say warsh.
Warsh.
And I'm like,
yeah,
it's wash. And they're like, no, it's warsh. I'm not sure, whatever.
Yep, but that's what I mean. Like in,
I don't
in,
say nothing. Even in, I'm like, okay.
Even in Berkshire County, there are several different ways that people say warsh. And nobody, like, I don't care. It's not my,
yeah, I don't care.
I don't
judging anybody. We're
yeah,
just
no, I just think it's cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That in its different generations.
Yeah.
So you go back some generations and they have a way of saying things. And then you go forward and the way of saying things comes different.
Like my dad, I remember my dad's from Maine, so they say things different.
Mainer,
he's a maniac. I remember when he would say smart, he'd say smat. I'm like,
yeah.
Dad, you sound like you're
well,
from
a lot like Boston. Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not from Boston. What do you mean? I'm like, you saying smart? You saying smat? You're not saying smart. He's like, what's the difference? I was like, forget nothing. I don't care that you say it. I'm just saying you're saying it different than I do. And he's like, well, I'm from Maine. What do you want? And I was like,
It's funny. It's Maine and Boston,
yeah.
And parts of Rhode Island, all have that.
Yeah, smat.
That yeah.
So funny. I loved it when he said it. He was like, "Don't be a smart. Don't be a smart guy." And I'm like,
the A word.
Yeah, smart guy.
Smart.
Smart.
The car. Get in the car.
Hey, you got a schmegma.
Get in the car.
Schmegma.
Just get in the car. It's schmegma.
You got some schmegma.
You got some schmeg. Get in the car.
Get in the car.
Get in the car.
Get in the car. Buckle
up. I'm telling you right now.
Because right now, don't make me turn this car around because I will.
Don't make me turn this car around.
Sound like Peter Griffin for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Lois.
Hey, Lois.
Hey, Lois. Let me tell you something. I'm really smart.
I'll tell you something. I'm really smart.
Where's Stewie?
I'm right over here.
Mother.
Oh, mom. I love that when he was like, yeah.
Mom.
Mummy.
Mom.
Mummy.
Mummy.
Mama.
Mummy. Mama.
What?
I think they use that as a promotional, like.
Don't have kids?
promotional video. I made up my own language. How do you like that?
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
I should talk like that when I drive. I'm not joking. I'm gonna do it now.
You should, but you gotta pick your battles. You know,
do this.
You gotta pick your battles. You gotta just make sure the people that you're driving is
the influence I could read. So I knew.
Right. That's
good.
What I mean. Read your people well.
The other two were great. The old guy was amazing. He was like, "Yeah, let's do some Dukes of Hazzard." She's like, "No, we're not jumping over this."
I was going
towards it, and I was like, just kidding. He was like, oh.
I'm like picturing this, like, what is it? What's the movie? The one with Adam Sandler, and they're all...
Happy Gilmore?
No, it's the adult. Grown-ups. Grown-ups.
Yeah.
Oh, why did that like slip right out?
Dude, we're old.
It just makes me think. It just makes me think of grown-ups, and I just could see, because you still feel young.
Yeah,
at heart, you know, you still feel young inside, and we're just getting older.
Oh,
and the time is flying. I don't know about you, but
it is to me.
It's been flying by.
I don't like it.
It felt like it was Monday yesterday.
I'll tell you one thing: if they make a time machine, I'm going in it.
Time machine, hot tub time machine.
That'll be great.
But I just picture that. I picture that. I could just see you like riding around doing funny things, mm-hmm. like in Grown Ups.
Yeah, I would.
I would love to do that with you. It would be hilarious.
Do the pod. Do the entire show in a golf cart.
We just go rent a golf cart on the golf course for an hour.
Yeah, be like, oh, we're talking buildings. People on the TV are like, he's having a seizure. No, I'm not.
No, well, unfortunately, it wouldn't be on TV because it would be on the golf course. You're listening to WTBR 89.7 and WSBR.
Trying to get a drink.
Yeah.
spilling all over yourself. It'd be amazing. Have a GoPro in front of us so we can watch it.
I have one of those things that those funny like tilta things that people have been using on social media to sit on their glass of water. I've been waiting to do that. I gotta do that. I'm gonna have to like plug it in outside though.
Do it outside. So how was your day?
I totally want to do it. I bet that's the reason I even got it. It's pretty neat. I actually stand on it. It does work. It makes your legs on fire.
Let's put our music on just because you know it's always the minute.
All right. It really does put like your legs are on fire after using.
We have one at work
for 5 minutes.
We have one at work. I'm going to try it.
You should.
I'm going to drink
Turn it all the way up.
I'm going to try a drink, too.
But anyways, yeah, good luck.
Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
Have a good rest of your day, everybody.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good one.